Being an invisible miracle, death is extremely elusive. But we get tantalizing clues that what lies on the other side is actually very close to us right now. People don't comprehend how important this is in terms of the afterlife. The very word after implies that time hasn't changed at the moment of death, that it still moves in a straight line, carrying a person from earthly time to heavenly time. This is wrong on two counts. First, eternity is not a function of time. In Christianity, sinners consigned eternally to hell wouldn't be punished for a long time. They would be punished outside time. Good people who find salvation also live in that same region where clocks never tick. So our ordinary sense of time has no relevance to what comes after. Secondly, our everyday sense of time is itself based on eternity. The universe exploded into existence 14 billion years ago and started the cosmic clock going. Our bodies experience time because of atomic vibrations at the level of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon, the building blocks of organic chemicals. We measure outside events using the inner clock of the brain, which is nothing but these organic chemicals. A snail's brain clicks so slowly that it takes 5 seconds before one event passes and a new one appears. In that 5 seconds, you could pick up a snail and move it 10 feet, and to the snail, it would appear that he had teleported through space. The human brain ticks fast enough that we can sense events lasting only a few thousands of a second. The darting of a mosquito, the blur of hummingbird wings. But it is too slow to observe the flight of a bullet or the million neutrinos that pierce our bodies every minute. Before the Big Bang, time wasn't ticking away. A second was equal to eternity. We surmise this because quantum physics has pierced the illusion of time, detaching from the atomic clock to go deeper into the fabric of nature. At the deepest level, vibrations cease. The universe flatlines like a dead brain. Yet the appearance of death is illusory, for the frontier where all activity ends marks the beginning of a new region known as virtual reality, where matter and energy exist as pure potential. The basis for virtual reality is complex, but in simplest terms, a non-physical region must exist to give birth to the physical universe. This region is a void, but it's far from empty. Just as when you're dozing on the couch, your mind is empty but can awaken instantly to an infinite choice of thoughts, so the virtual realm awakens to an infinite realm of new events. Creation leaps from the void to complete fullness, just as eternity leaps from timelessness into the fullness of time. If eternity is with us now, underlying all physical existence, it must underlie you and me. The illusion of time tells us that you and I are shooting in a straight line from birth to death, when in fact we are inside a frothy bubble let loose by eternity. Actually, the event of death has never been all that far away, and the fixed boundary between life and death isn't impenetrable. In ancient India, the idea that eternity could be experienced was widely accepted. So let's venture there to see how that was possible.